Okay, so in my experience, thank you. You know, and I can only go by the people that I work with. But what they tell me that changes in their life and how differently they feel, that's the proof, right? And so there is a way to get there. You just have to have the support in doing it. But my children, they live incredible lives, amazing lives, because they feel good. I don't know that they ever feel bad, which kind of is bizarre to me. Right? So no, I would never do this for hard work. Yeah. It was hard in the beginning for me, but I came from so much unconsciousness. And I have a friend, we've been friends a really long time, and I remember her saying, is it worth it? And I know what she was referring to. From where she is today, would it be worth it for her to dive in? And you know, nobody can decide that for you. But now that I'm in the good place, oh yeah, it was worth it. Like I had this one little gnarly thing, and I was like, man, this feels bad. And I was like, wow, I used to live like this. That's the first time that's happened in 16 years. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty incredible. So you clear it and then you fill it and the whole time you're practicing.
And if you don't fill, right when you have space, the human mind is designed to slow this whole process down. So the human mind only and always can only give you what it knows.
Right.
So if, and again, I'm going to remind you, it's across the board. If you want to, I don't know, pick something you want. If you want to be a yoga teacher, well, you can't do that if you don't go study yoga. And you can't just study yoga, you got to study teachers of yoga and how they teach yoga, right? You can't just say, I'm going to be this and, you know, plug in a USB and download it. You got to go, right? And you have to learn. It's the same of anything. But you wouldn't expect to be a magnificent yoga teacher if you didn't put forth effort in all of it. In the learning and the practicing and the feedback, which can feel really uncomfortable, in the learning if you're going to have it to market, right? If you want your own business, you would look at the whole picture of what's success, how do I get there? And then you would take care of all those moving parts. It's the same thing for even a spiritual path, because the human mind can only give you what it knows. That's it. What were you going to say?
Now that I'm on this journey, very, very good days. And then something will happen and I'll be like down in the dumps. And then I'll be like, oh, maybe I'm creating chaos. And that would worry me even more. And
well, you just said it. So instead of saying, oh, maybe I'm creating chaos, quit claiming that.
Right.
Say, I'm having a bad day.
No, but like, sometimes it doesn't make sense. Like, it was so good and then all of a sudden, like, I'm...
Why doesn't that make sense? This is an earth of ebb and flow. There's night and dark, there's morning and dusk. There's never status quo. So it's only, you know, it's not right or wrong, good or bad, unless you tell it to yourself that it is.
I get concerned about it, and then I complicate it as opposed to keeping it simple. So that's the other thing I'm working on, like simplicity versus complexity.
So that wasn't the tap for you. It's really simple.
Trust. Trust that it's all working out.
I don't agree with that. No. I have never found being passive to pay me benefit. No, go learn how to do it right. If you don't, you know, if you're thinking, oh my God, I'm creating chaos, well, that's all your mind can give you because that's all you know. You don't have any other thought process. You don't have a bigger paradigm or a bigger teaching or a bigger protocol to say, that's not right. This is what I'm going to think, and this is what I know to be true. And the only way you can learn something you don't have is go find somebody who does have it and go learn it from them. And if you read a book, you know, I'm a self-studier. Books are great, but when I read a book, I read it for a year. I read it and reread it, and I teach it, and I make notes, and I question it, and I... Your human minds don't learn that quick. You know, if you want to learn it, I mean, Alan didn't just start videoing and know what he was doing. He did tons and tons of video and editing and learned about sound and lighting and oh my gosh. And I remember when he was live streaming, I said, well, you're really not getting paid. You know, nobody's really donating. It takes a lot of your time and effort. And he goes, that's true. And he said, but what I'm learning by showing up every week, I can't learn in a class or a book. That's how it is on earth. But you can't change whatever experience you're in if you don't get something new, period. So it, unfortunately, it's very simple. Okay.